Well, today is quite a day for our friends over at TV6. And my friend and colleague for many, many years, Steve Asplund, is with me on the phone. Steve, how you doing?
Well, so far, so good. It's going to be a tough newscast ahead, but we're powering through.
Well, did you talk to Vicky Crystal and to Greg Trick and ask them what they did for their last newscast?
I did not ask those questions specifically, but both of them gave very very fine tributes and talked about the old days and what I should be doing in retirement, including whatever I want to do. So it's good advice.
Well, let me ask you, for people who don't know, you are retiring. Today's your last newscast after, I believe, 43 years. Is that it?
Yep, 42 years, the end of February, and I'm in my 43rd year right now.
So what goes into the decision to retire? Why now, I guess?
Well, my wife, Ann, has been retired for a couple of years. I'm 66 years old, and I want to go and see the kids and basically not have any type of deadlines to get back to or work and so forth like that, because, as you know, the news business is all-consuming, and kind of give myself and my rest of my family a little time that I owe them from all the things they gave me over the years.
How have you seen this industry change over the years? I mean, obviously, you were there with the black and white TVs, Steve. and I'm not trying to be insulting, but I was around with the old 33s and 45s, okay? So, but what, mm-hmm. what's been the biggest changes, do you feel?
I think the biggest change has been in the technology. I mean, I started shooting 16-millimeter film, and now it's progressed all the way through videotape and digital tape to little SD cards. So the technology has really, rifled forward in the last four decades to a point that anything I learned in college basically back in the 70s is almost, if not entirely, extinct today with how broadcast media operates.
And on a personal note, you and your TV station have really been a part of people's households for so many years, and I've heard that with other folks who have retired or otherwise, left you guys. I'll let you close by giving a thought to the people that you have met over the years and the people who have been giving you these tributes over the past couple of weeks since your announcement.
Well, I tell you, everybody talks about the people, and it's cliche to say, but really it is the people you meet, the people that you work with, the people that you do stories on that really change how you operate as a person. And you grow and learn each day by talking to those people and experiencing what they have and sharing their stories. And I'm grateful to the people that we were able to interview, I was able to talk to, in their valuable time that they would share it with us, and then the fact that they would share their stories with me and the rest of the newsroom and the reporters all over the years. It's the viewers that really stepped up and really made it what it is today, because you want to pass along that information. And you can only do that when you get the cooperation of those that you want to talk with. And the people you work with are those that are really important to you, because you deal with them every day under deadline and tight pressures. And, everybody is in it for the same reason, as to have the best and most accurate and fair broadcast, newscast you can have every day. And you strive to do that, and there's a lot of bumps along the way. My old adage is that, the news business is somewhat like making sausage. You really don't want to see the process because it doesn't look that attractive, but in the end, it's really, really good.
Well, so you have been really, really good, and you've been a good friend for me, with me for many, many years. I value that friendship, and hey, I hope to continue. Don't be a stranger.
Well, thank you. I don't plan on it. And I thank you for your friendship and everything you've done, because you're an integral part of what this business is about, and the commitment and the passion that you have for it really comes through in everything you do.
Well, thank you, Steve Asplund. And now you get ready. I'm going to go tune in and hope to maybe I'll see a tear.
Oh, I tell you, it's going to get tougher as the hours tick down here, and I'm down to about 2 hours, and it's going to be rough.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you for everything, and you take care of yourself and your family.
I thank you very much, and best wishes to you and everyone. Happy trails. We'll see you down the road.